I got an itch to gamble. It's the Australian Open. I love tennis. I don't know what to do, man. I know that we were supposed to record the 10th episode of I Quit Gambling, so I started a podcast. It was going to be my 10th episode without gambling.
Yes! What's wrong, man?
Well, I got a little bit of an itch.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. See, Australian Open tennis is my favorite thing in the world to bet on, and it just started up.
The Australian Open! Loves the Australian Open?
Who?
Sean Connery absolutely loves the Australian Open. Sean Connery is a huge fan of the Australian Open. You know what time he gets there? Around 10-ish. Around 10-ish.
Welcome to I Quit Gambling, So I Started a Podcast, hosted by comedian Benny Legg. That's me. And joining me, as always, well, not as always, as recently, is the man who needs no introduction. What a joke. I didn't gamble. That was such a great joke that I forgot all about gambling.
See, that's what I'm here for. I am your support system, sir.
I appreciate you, man. You are long-time singer, songwriter. You've been a comedian. You're a trucker. You're currently a trucker. You used to be my personal loan shark. You've done it all. You're the man who needs no introduction. It's that simple.
Wow. How easy it is.
There's a question.
Good show. Congratulations, man.
Thank you, man. Listen, some people may think this is a bit. It's not a bit. I was always, a degenerate gambler and always blowing money gambling. And so I just decided to completely cut it out of my life. And so I concentrate more on comedy. And I started this podcast. And, it's a good way. Good stress reliever, So this is a serious thing. Yeah, we make jokes about it, but this is a serious thing. And yeah, I'm proud. Cheers. 10th episode. I can't believe I did it.
I can believe it. I'm very proud of you, Ben. You're doing great.
Thank you.
Now, somebody who cares so much about themselves, it doesn't surprise me.
As you mentioned, I care a lot about myself. If you'd like to find out more about that, please listen to the last episode of the podcast that, I love myself so much that I titled it Narcissistic, and I thought maybe people would click on it, but it didn't really work that well.
People don't know what they're missing, good sir. They don't know what they're missing.
No, go back, check it out. You can listen on SoundCloud or Apple Podcasts, but to not make it about me, there's a question that ever since I found out you're a trucker that I've been dying to ask you, and because it boggles my mind.
What's that, Eddie?
I'm sure this happens to you when there's kids in the car and they want you to do the horn on the truck.
Yeah.
Does that bother the truck driver?
No, if they do, it's an asshole truck driver. I love blowing the horn for kids. But you know what the weird thing is with these new trucks, the horn, it doesn't have a pull-down horn. It's actually like... It's right on the actual steering column with a normal horn. But I act like I'm pulling a horn so the kids think I'm doing it. So I take both hands off the wheel, put one on the center of the console, and then act like I'm pulling it down.
That is an incredible job by you to be so unselfish, to not make the kids like you pretend to pull down the horn even though the horn doesn't exist. Good God, are you?
That's right.
Wow. I wish just you're an incredible truck driver and an incredible person.
Oh, Penny, I love talking to you. You realize that I think why the last show didn't go well is because I'm the narcissistic one. You are not, sir.
It's true. It's hard to make it about yourself when the other person really just wants to make it about themselves. And we were just doing two different shows. That's all.
Not every iPod is going to be good. I don't even know what that means.
Back to the fact that you no longer pull a horn down. Should we maybe get it out there? Maybe start a movement to stop the everybody's doing it wrong nowadays. They should be pushing, not pulling down. Am I correct?
We should start a movement where people are pushing.
Right, yeah. Instead of pulling down, push, and then the truck driver will understand what you're actually trying to say.
That or it'll just look weird. It'll look like kids are looking for Roadhead. I'm acting like I'm pushing down right now. That's terrible. That is just terrible.
Did you happen to see, I know I've come to a point to realize that it's hard for me to talk sports with you and do jokes with sports because you're not a sports guy. But Clemson won the national championship in college football, and they were invited to the White House. And because of the government shutdown, I guess they couldn't make them a meal. So what Trump decided to do was he got a bunch of fast food, and he served it to them. He got Burger King, McDonald's, Wendy's, and I believe some Domino's were the choices. And that got me thinking. If you had four choices.
This is a joke. This is a joke, right? He really didn't do that, did he?
No, he did it. And I think, personally, I think the kids loved it. I'm sure the kids loved it. I don't know if I want to eat a Big Mac that's been sitting out for 10 minutes, you know? So he's doing this big speech. All the food's sitting out. It's like, Trump, shut up. Let us eat the food. The longer you talk, the worse the food's going to be. So let us enjoy this. But, you know, Trump made it all about him. But, eh. That, you know, I'm not a political guy. But, yeah, fast food, he served it to the kids. I don't know if they loved it. I would have.
That is just horrible on so many different levels, man. That is so horrible on so many different levels. I'm hoping that this is a joke. I'm dying to hear the punchline because that is just horrible.
It's not a joke, and I don't know where you're trying to go with this. It's not a joke. You're really upset by this?
I'm not trying to go anywhere with it. I think I know we don't want to get political on this show, and you don't want to get
No, man, listen, let's see what you got. If you have an opinion on this, I want to hear it. I may edit it out later, but I want to hear it.
Opinion on it. Why the fuck would you give athletes because the fucking government shuts down, let's go out and get them fucking McDonald's. That shows how lazy of a fucking prick that motherfucker is, because he should have served it up. You tell me those people in the fucking cabinet couldn't go and fucking and cook up some fucking real hamburgers or something like that, but he goes and he gives, well, our nation, which is doing nothing but breeding fat, lazy kids, he gives them fucking fast food. This guy's a fucking, he's a douche. He's a fucking douche.
Listen.
Oh.
Hey, relax.
Sorry,
Frankie says relax. Relax.
Frankie says relax. That was a good reference there. That made me calm down. Nothing like a Frankie says relax.
I'm not here to argue if you're right or wrong, if he's right or wrong. I'm okay with your opinion. I love that you have your opinion. But I'm here to make it about us. I want to know if you could choose four fast food chains to be served at your celebration. Now, I understand that you don't want the kids eating it, but I know that you eat it, right?
I like to have fast food every once in a while. And yes, I do.
So
kind of a hypocrite.
If I was to throw you a party, four fast food chains, go.
Kentucky Fried Chicken, one of the reasons is because when I eat Kentucky Fried Chicken, when I get farts from it, it smells exactly like Kentucky. My farts smell exactly like Kentucky Fried Chicken for like the first few seconds, and then it's like nasal gang rape to anybody around. I don't know if you know about gang rape, but 4 out of 5 people like gang rape. The 5th person, not so much. So, Kentucky Fried Chicken, definitely.
Is that number 4? I'm sorry, is that number 4? Are we doing a numbered list? Are we doing this in order? What are we doing here?
I would say that'd be number 4, yes.
Okay, number 4 on your list of fast food. If I was throwing you a party, I'm going out, I'm getting Kentucky Fried Chicken. So you could take that long drive in the truck, and for 8 hours you could smell what you just ate.
It'd be terrible.
Number 3.
Number 3 for fast food, I would have to say, would be Wendy's.
Good choice.
Yeah, I think so too. I like Wendy. Number two, I am a when I can get it, I like Steak and Shake. I don't know if you're familiar with Steak and Shake.
I've recently become familiar with it out here. I was not before.
Were you impressed by it, the Steak and the Shake?
I would definitely not have it ranked in my top four, no way. But this is your list. This is your list, not mine. Why do you like it so
much? Understood. I honestly like their shakes. Honestly, is the main reason why. I'm a big fan of their shakes.
See, and if that's the case, then get rid of the steaks. Just call it shakes. Serve the shakes.
Just shakes?
Just shakes. Yeah,
people who are detoxing from alcohol would love that place.
And your number one choice for the fast food that has to be there.
Number one, I'm kind of torn between my two favorite fast food joints. So I would have to say Arby's or Carl's Jr. But I don't get Carl's Jr.'s enough, so I'm going to say Arby's. Arby's. Arby's, sir.
I love
their fucking gyros are outstanding.
I love your choice of Arby's. That's a great choice, but I'm confused.
Fine.
You just made a top four list.
Yes, I did.
You just said that number one, you were struggling between Arby's and Carl's Jr. You were struggling. Which one's going to be number one? Well, if the one isn't number one, doesn't it have to be number two?
I see what you're saying. You are correct. I won't argue the point. It's just that my thing is I don't. Carl's Jr.'s is not a lot around here. There's not. I get them maybe once a year. But you're saying if I could have it, damn. I see what you're saying.
Listen,
Bump Steak and Shake's out. Put Carl's Jr.'s in there. Arby's number one. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Okay, that's good for me. That's good for me. But you know who it's not good for? The people that listen to the show and the people that keep track. They're writing. They're like, oh, my goodness, I'm going to write down this list, and then I want to check out all these places. Now, hopefully they didn't do it in pen. Hopefully it's not in pen. You know? Just come on, you know? Be better. Be better.
I'll try to do better. I apologize to all the listeners out there for not being clear on my top four count of food. But you know what I don't want to talk about anymore is my list. I want to talk about your list. What is your four favorite fast food restaurants? Go.
Number four, Burger King, the Whopper. Oh, do I love a good Whopper, man. No tomato, once in a while onion, but I love a good Whopper. Oh, definitely one of the top burgers of all the chains. Not the top chain, but definitely one of the top burgers is the Whopper.
Oh, you know, I dated a girl one time, and I thought it would be funny that I got a pair of boxer shorts that had Burger King on it and said Home of the Whopper right in the front. I thought, you know, she'd get a kick out of it. But when I pulled down her pants, it had McDonald's and said over 10 million served.
Which is a great transition to my number three. Great transition.
I'm guessing who it is.
Go ahead. Who is it? Who do you think it is?
McDonald's.
No, that was no.
Oh. No. Oh. Who is it?
Wendy's.
I don't know the transition there, but Wendy's, well, okay. I fresh meat, I like it.
No, I met that girl. That was her name.
Oh, okay, nice.
Yeah. But anyway,
what's her name, actually?
They got, you know, the apple crisp bacon. You gotta love the apple crisp bacon. They got that meal. You get like five things to eat for $5. Where else can you get that? Where else can you get that? When you go value,
Taco Bell.
Oh, please. By the way, Taco Bell, were we shocked that Trump didn't serve Taco Bell as one of the things? Where?
But anyway,
I don't want to go get into it, but.
I'm sorry.
But yeah, Wendy's, the only thing about Wendy, the chili's great. The only thing about Wendy's, the Frosty is overrated. Your take?
I'm going to agree with you.
Fair enough. Number two. I probably should have thought about my list after yelling at you for your list being all out of order. I probably should have thought about my list more. But number two, are we talking hoagie places as fast food?
I wouldn't consider a hoagie. Well, I don't know. Yeah, I mean, I guess Subway and Jersey John's and shit like that. It's your world, man. We're just eating in it. Hey. So yeah, if you want to call a hoagie place,
Jersey John's. What's the name of the one they let you give you free smells? What's the name of that one? Are you familiar?
They give you a free what?
It says on their slogan is like free smells. It says on the front of the building.
Free smell.
Move on.
Smell.
Move on.
I don't know what you're saying. What is
smell. A free smell. A smell. Smell like with your nose. Free smells.
Oh, okay. I never even heard this slogan, so I apologize. Move on, sir.
Anyway,
number two is.
Well, my number two isn't Jimmy John's. Jimmy John's is a fucking joke. And the only reason they get me to go there is because they got a drive-thru. I could get drive-thru hoagies. Yeah, I'm going to go there, but the food sucks. I went there 2 days in a row, and the food sucked both times. So what I do, I went back a third day just because they have drive-thru hoagies. Nobody else has it. Why? But anyway, Jimmy John's sucks. Ugh, garbage hoagies. But my number two would have to be In-N-Out Burger. I know it's a West Coast thing.
God damn, I forgot about In-N-Out.
No, they're gonna have to redo your list again. Unbelievable.
Well, you know, it's a regional thing, but absolutely In-N-Out.
It's great. The only thing is the line. It's always a wait. It's never not busy at In-N-Out. It's crazy. It's never not busy at In-N-Out.
Yeah, you never really get In-N-Out, do you?
Right, you're more like you're in, and then you kind of sit for a while, and then you maybe you order it, where you can eat it in the car, because you got to be specific when you order In-N-Out, because sometimes they don't even put it in the bag; they just serve it in a tray, like you're gonna eat it in the car, and you're like, "Hey, I want this in a bag. I gotta drive 20 minutes. Come on." They need to maybe switch that around, but In-N-Out's fantastic food.
You know, Benny, that you mentioned it now, it's been so long since... Oh, my God, I forgot another one I just thought about. Oh, shit. But when I come out to Vegas, I definitely went In-N-Out.
Oh.
My number one favorite fast food is Jack in the Box. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
About 10 years ago, I liked... My first go-around out here in Vegas, I loved Jack in the Box. Because when you were dead broke, Jack in the Box was the place to go. You could get like three tacos for 99 cents or four tacos. It was Jack in the Box was the place to go.
Yeah, man. I love Jack in the Box. I miss Jack in the Box.
But now
you don't go?
But now that I quit gambling, I got some extra money around. I don't want a garbage tacos from Jack in the Box. Oh my goodness, those tacos are dog food. They're disgusting.
They're delicious, Benny. I used to love being drunk at 3 in the morning when I lived in Washington State and getting tacos.
By the way, Del Taco, nobody wants french fries with their tacos. Okay, please. Del Taco, nobody wants french fries with their tacos. Please, Del Taco.
Is that out there? Is that Del Taco?
Del Taco. They give you the tacos, and then they give you french fries. Nobody wants french fries with their tacos. Please.
All right.
Don't fight me on that. Don't fight me on it.
I'm just thinking right now I'm pretty hungry, so right now that really sounds really good, dude. I'm not going to fight you on it. I'm just thinking right now I really could go for a taco and french fries.
Why would anybody?
Because I already told you, because I'm hungry right now, dude. I'm starving.
Right, you would eat one of the two. If I gave you both, you wouldn't be like, oh my goodness, this is amazing. You'd be like, why'd you give me both? Give me a burger and fries. Give me a taco and maybe a churro. Nobody wants tacos and french fries. Nobody. Stop serving it. I'm tired of it.
take it easy, buddy. Calm down.
Man.
Frankie, say relax.
Oh, my God. What time's Federer play? Oh, he's a tennis player. I know you don't get the joke. But anyway, the number one fast food.
I'm dying to know what your number one is.
It's a hoagie place. And it is called Port of Subs. Port of Subs number one, an Italian from Port of Subs. You want a good hoagie, you got to go to Port of Subs. They're incredible. I don't know how they do it. It's amazing. Unbelievable. You've probably never had it. Probably like nobody listening's ever had it. I don't know if it's a West Coast thing. It's amazing. Amazing.
I'm dying to try one. I've never even heard of Port of Subs.
Port of Subs. It's a hoagie chain. It's in like gas stations in the back of the gas station, I guess, is where a lot of them are located.
Not gas station food?
No. I tell you what, though, one time I was dead broke, and I stopped at the gas station on the way home from work, and I scrounged up some change, and I got gas station turkey. Listen to me. I've done a lot of things in the times I spent gambling. A lot of rough things. But that week that I ate gas station turkey every day had to be one of the worst.
Are you thinking that was your bottom?
No, because I continued to gamble for quite a while after that. So it definitely wasn't.
Okay.
Yeah, it definitely wasn't my bottom.
It didn't stop you.
No, I just never got gas station turkey again. I mean, come on.
Okay,
jeez.
I can honestly say I've never had gas. Was it a gas station turkey sandwich, or you just bought turkey?
No, I bought the turkey from the refrigerator. It was like 99 cents. I have no idea what brand
God,
it was.
No, dude.
It wasn't expired.
No.
It wasn't expired. I'm still here.
Yeah.
I'm still here.
Oh, God.
Now, earlier today, we spoke a little bit about I'm trying to promote this podcast, and I'm targeting the Buffalo Bulls men's basketball program because they are an amazing team, and they're 16-1 now. They're beating everybody. All the teams in the top 25 are losing. Meanwhile, Buffalo's just rolling. I love this team. They're great. But you're not that much of a sports guy. So I quizzed you a little bit earlier off air, and I thought it'd be a fun segment as our Buffalo Bulls segment. We do every show because I love this team. To do a segment called Do You Know Buffalo? You think you can handle it?
I can handle it. I'm ready for this.
Do you think maybe we could quickly try like a little jingle off the top of our heads? We could try it, and if it doesn't work, because I like little jingles for segments, and said, do you know Buffalo? You think we could just try it, and if it works, keep it in here?
I'm saying yes. I'm saying definitely yes. All
right, I'm going to start it off. Do you know Buffalo?
That was your jingle? That was nice, Benny. Here, fine voice. Do you know Buffalo? Do you know Buffalo? Do you know Buffalo?
Wow. It was, oh my, ladies and gentlemen, I didn't know this, but Bruno Mars is here for my 10th episode Without Gambling. That was unbelievable.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Now, who is the head coach of the Buffalo Bulls team?
Ed Harris.
Oh, man.
No, hold on, stop. I'm sorry. Ed Harris in a movie played the head coach, who is, Nathan Rice. Nathan Oates is the head coach of Buffalo.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Woohoo.
Thank you.
One for one.
Great serial killer name. Great serial killer name.
You did mention to me off earlier. What was it? You said if your name was going to be, what was it? That'd be your name?
I'm just saying if I was a serial killer, I think that'd be a great name to go down in history is Nate Oates.
I like it.
Yeah,
I like it.
Nate Oates.
I don't know if Nate Oates is going to like it, but I like it. Because we're not accusing Nate Oates. We're not accusing Nate Oates of being a serial killer. We're just saying he's
he is.
No.
He's a serial killer. He's a serial killer of basketball and coaching. He kills it out there. He kills it. Because he's a man. Nate Oates.
A name?
Nate Oates.
A name you'll never forget.
Now, I'll never, you can ask me any time from here on out. I will not even mess it up with the other grains.
Who has been, who's number two on the team? I told you he wears number two on his uniform, but he's number one in my heart. This kid's been playing unbelievable during conference play, been playing out of his mind. Who have I been raving about recently?
See, now I'm thinking Ed Harris, and I know it isn't Ed Harris. It's Johnny Harris.
Oh. Oh. Jeremy Harris. Jeremy Harris.
Jeremy Harris. Damn. God.
Hey.
Oh.
Hey, they only put the last names on the jersey, so don't worry about it. You got the last name right.
I would have got it right.
You got it.
I would have got it right.
Harris works. But he's just been playing incredible during conference play. He's one of my favorite kids to watch. He's better than Zion, whoever the kid at Duke is. He's better than that kid for sure. Please, Duke. They couldn't even beat Syracuse. Anyway. Yeah. Okay, I'll give you that one. You got it, Harris. You got it, Harris.
Okay, got it. I'm batting 1,000.
All right, last one. I got one more left for you. This kid comes off the bench. He's number 33. He's a big man, but he could shoot the lights out. This kid. What? Come on, give me his name. I love this kid.
Dick Denny.
Ooh.
Dick, no, hold on. Carl Perkins.
Oh, you got the last name. I like how you talked it out. I like how you talked it out through the breakfast names. I'm glad you brought that up, by the way. I'm glad you brought that up.
I love your name. I love your name for him.
I got a name for this kid.
Tell him the name, Benny.
Nick Perkins, number 33, comes off the bench. And I'm going to call this kid moving forward. I hope it catches on. University of Buffalo, all I'm looking for is a fat head. All right, I made my $20 donation. I'm sure you guys got it. You spent it on something nice. But I'm just looking for a fat head. I got some big games coming up at home. I found some people on Twitter that I need to start talking to. They got a little podcast up there in Buffalo that I'm going to get a hold to. But shout out to you guys, by the way. I listened to it. You guys are great. But I'll get a hold of you. Do you think I sold it enough? Do you think I actually listened to it? Do you think they're going to believe me that I actually listened to it?
I don't think so. Now that you're talking over it, I don't think they're going to believe them whatsoever. I think they're going to say that if they listen to this podcast or any podcast that you have done, they're going to say they listened to it and thought it was great just as you did. But you really didn't, and you didn't think it was great. You don't even know if it was great because you didn't listen to it.
Either way, I love those kids. That was a great show. But,
I love them too. Hi, kids in Buffalo.
So, I want the head. But, so this kid, anyway, back to, you know, what we, you know, back to truck up, beep, beep, beep. Back to this kid, Nick Perkins. I got a new name for him. I'm calling him, what did I call him? I forget the nickname I came up with. Unbelievable.
The good breakfast.
The good breakfast, Nick Perkins. Because where do you go when you want a good breakfast? You go to Perkins, baby. Am I right?
That's right. That's where you go. You go to Perkins.
The good breakfast. Oh, my goodness. They could do some things with that in Buffalo.
Damn straight, Benny. You're a genius, sir. A genius.
You're a genius. I spoke to you off air, and you just took all this stuff in. No problem whatsoever. You nailed it. You went 3 for 3 on Do You Know Buffalo. Great success.
Can I do a bonus one? Do you mind if I do a bonus one?
For all the marbles, I would love it. Let's do one more. Do you know Buffalo?
Nick Perkins number is number 5.
I mentioned earlier in the show that his number was 33. But
oh.
You know, so close. Oh. Well, I tell you what.
I love numbers too. Because do you know why the number 6 was afraid of the number 7?
Yeah, because 7, 8, 9, right?
No. 7 was a registered 6 offender.
All right, and we are back to do the normal end of the show routine. Every show we update a counter to the episodes without gambling. Today's a big day. It's the 10th episode without gambling. And I actually have... Thank you. I've been dying to tell you that might shock you, and I actually have an idea for this show that I'd like to run by you while we're on air. Let me know what you think, you know?
Well, if you can shock me, it would be amazing. So, I would like to be shocked, sir.
All right, so you know me. You've known me for quite a while. Obviously, back in my gambling days, I was a major sports guy. I'd watch sports on TV all the time. When I wasn't watching sports on TV, I was watching reruns of other shows on TV. I love TV. I couldn't get enough TV. Nowadays, I don't gamble anymore. I don't really watch sports anymore. Other than the Buffalo team. I watch the Buffalo team. Every chance I get, I watch Buffalo. But other than that, I don't watch sports anymore. I don't really watch TV anymore. I did just binge watch Ozark on Netflix. If you haven't checked that out yet, I recommend it.
Did you watch all of it? Did you binge watch all the way through it?
Well, I watched the first season when it first came out, and then I just binge watched the second season. The second season is much stronger than the first season, in my opinion. I don't want to do any spoilers. It's a recommendation. But anyway.
All right. Okay.
I got something that's going to, you know me. I am not a person to go out and try to really learn new things. Sure, I'm doing this comedy thing, but that's just because I'm funny. You know what I mean? I've always been funny. It's nothing new.
I don't know what you mean there.
I want to learn how to play the guitar, man. I want to learn.
All right.
I do. I seriously want to, because nowadays I sit down, I write stories, I write new jokes, and I listen to a lot of music, you know, and ever since I saw John Mayer with Dave Chappelle, I'd wanted to play guitar. I don't know. I just want a nice, simple acoustic guitar, you know, the basic stuff, the basic, you know, help me out here. What's the word? You know, everybody does it. Everybody has it.
The basic chords, CDG, your basic chords.
Whatever it is. See, I don't know, but I know that you're a music guy. So here's the idea I have for our show. And who knows if we'll do it, because we come up with a lot of ideas, me especially, and we never follow through with it. We take it day by day. But you're coming out to Vegas when?
February 3rd through the 7th, I will be out in Vegas.
And you're coming in.
And if anybody's thinking about robbing my house while I'm gone, my buddy Brian's going to be there, and he is a psychopath.
Do not fuck with Flying Brian. I was a little late on a payment one time, and Brian got involved, and don't try to rob the man who needs no introductions house, because he'll introduce you to Brian. He may not introduce himself, but he's going to introduce you to Brian. So when you get out here February 3rd, which by the way is the Super Bowl, you booked your flight the day of the Super Bowl. No big deal.
Well, I didn't fucking know it was the Super Bowl. I mean, the trip would have been so much cheaper if I didn't do that. I didn't. Like you said, I'm not a sports guy.
It's all right.
I didn't know.
Hey,
who's in the Super Bowl? Do we know yet?
We don't know yet. It's not the Eagles because they let me down last week, but it's okay. They had a good run. Fly Eagles, fly. No complaints. No complaints.
Crash Eagles, crash.
Yeah, it is a bummer. But anyway, so here's the idea. You're coming out February 3rd. I don't know anything about guitars, but I want to get a guitar. So why don't we go to like a guitar store or something, and your lovely wife Marla can film us on Facebook Live or Twitter Live. And, Benny Lay could get a guitar from the man who needs no introduction. Oh, my goodness. We could do so much with that. So if you're up for it.
Dude, I'm totally up for that. That'd be great, man. I would love that.
And then at night, you're going to do your big first open mic out here in Vegas. I'm super excited.
I'm excited to see you is what I'm excited about.
Wow.
I'm very excited. Marla's cousins had a party on last Saturday. And Marla said, Barry's going out there and doing open mic. And they said, oh, come on, do some of your bit for us. And I'm like, you want to hear, it's kind of foul and it's gross. They go, oh, we don't care. So, I gave him 50% of it, and I gave him the Fowler stuff, and they loved it. I was amazed.
Wow, that's a success. Because that's a success, because I was going to say to you, 90% of the people that you know that you have to ask if they're going to be offended, and then they tell you they aren't going to be offended, they end up getting offended. It's like,
I think with my material and your material is totally different because I'll touch on anything where I like how you won't, there's certain things that you don't like to do.
Hey, listen, okay, this is excellent. I'd love to talk about this on air. With my comedy style, everybody tries the rough stuff. Everybody tries the stuff to see what they can get away with. I can't pull it off, man. I could call you an asshole to your face and smile, and you'll still love me. But if I got to go on stage and talk about uncomfortable things, I can't do it. Other than degenerate gambling stuff, because I got so much material on that. So if you're offended by making fun of a degenerate gambler, deal with it. Find another podcast.
Well, I understand. Like, that's how I feel. You don't like to talk about rape, and I have so much experience with rape. That's why I have so much material. So, yeah. Hello.
Well, what do you say we update the counter? What do you say we move on? And I'll leave that in. I'll leave it in. But let's just go to the counter. Let's just go to the counter. All right, man?
Sounds great, man.
10th episode, man. 10 episodes. Quick story.
Congratulations.
All right, quick story, if you don't mind. Earlier, we discussed my love briefly for the Australian Open tennis, right? I would always stay up late at night, relaxing. We'll just call it relaxing late at night. And I'd watch the Australian Open tennis. And my friends knew that I would do this. So they would never let me babysit their kids. Okay? Because they knew I was not in the right state of mind to have kids in the house while I was watching Australian Open tennis. But anyway. But one day they're in a complete bind and they call me up on the phone. I'm like, okay, yeah, absolutely. I'm great with kids. So he comes over, and I put him to bed around 10 o'clock, all right? And I haven't done anything. I haven't tried to relax yet. I'm good. The kid's in the house. I'm good. But I get bored, so I start watching porn on my phone, right? Yeah. And, whatever. And the kid ends up, I hear the kid's door open. I'm like, ah, fuck, and shut off the phone. He doesn't see me. He doesn't see anything. But he comes in the living room and he goes, hey, listen, I can't fall asleep. Can I play on your phone? And I said, try to fall asleep for 15 minutes and then we'll see what happens. And in that 15 minutes, when he was laying back in bed, I decided it was time for me to try to relax. You know what I mean? To try to relax. Because I was stressed out over having a kid in the thing. But he didn't fall asleep, and he came out 15 minutes later. He goes, I can't fall asleep. I go, all right, here's the phone. I give him the phone, and he's in his room, and I'm out in the room, just still relaxing. And I hear a noise coming from the phone. And I'm like, oh my God, I never cleared my browser history. This kid's watching porn on my phone. So I go in and I crack open the door and I couldn't believe it. He was watching the Women's Australian Open tennis, women's tennis. So, let's update that. What do you say we update that counter, man? Let's update that counter.
I think it might be the perfect area. Yes, absolutely.
All right, we are currently at 9 episodes without gambling. We're going to update that counter to double digits. I made it double digits. And this ain't an act. This is serious. Update that counter. 10 episodes without gambling.
Yes, Ben. Betty Lake. Betty Lake.
Yeah. Feels good. Feels good. Thank you for that. I love the truck horn. The truck horn is a great thing. Thank you, man.
Yeah, you're more than welcome, Benny. Congratulations on your 10th show.
I appreciate it, man. I'm Benny Legg. Thanks for listening.